Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Hey. Now we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. The two dots, Vayisharna Haporos Baderech Al Derech Beis Shemesh V'Goymer. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael Hanesunim Batzaru Vashifya. So today's daf is going to be another one of the Agadata Dafin in Meseches Avodah Zarah. There's some classic Ben Benoishal classic Gemaras tucked away here in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Hei, and as in all Agadat Gemaras, we have to follow the paper trail a little bit. So the short version of it is that the last Gemara on Daf Chaf Dalet Amid Beis that we learned together yesterday, 7.5 years ago, discussed the episode in Sefer Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav, which discussed how the Yidden had fought a war, and during the war, the Aroin, as in the Aroin, was taken into captivity by the Philistines, by the Plishtim. It was brought into what we know today as Gaza. And after the Plishtim had taken the Aroin, their lives began to fall apart on many different levels. And they realized that it's probably because it wasn't the smartest thing they ever did to suddenly be housing the Aron. And they decided that the remedy is to send it back. And the pasuk says that they put the Aron together with different matanois on top of parois, and miraculously the parois walked the Aron back to where it had to go. Now when the pasuk describes the parois walking back the Aroin, it says, Vayisharna haporeis baderech, al derech beis shemesh, ben mesila achas holchu, holoich v'goy, etc., etc. It's a very long pasuk. And the pasuk talks about how the poreis went vayisharna, which literally means they went on the derech hayashar. They went yashar, yashar, yashar. That's pasuk pshat and what the pasuk means. Stating that, the first part of today's daf is going to discuss different drashos that Chazal extrapolated from the word vayisharna. And it's clear that Chazal understood that the word Vayisharna, even though literally it means Yasha, but there must be some double meaning here. If you take a look at the Marsha on this Gemara, the Marsha says that there's really two diyukim that Chazal saw in this word Vayisharna. Number one, it's just an interesting word. If the pasuk wanted to say that the parois went in the derech hayasher, it should have said that teilachna haparois b'derech hayashara, or some synonym thereof. What's this word Vayisharna? Additionally, the Marsha quotes Rashi in his Pirush on Shmuel Aleph that says that the word Vayisharna is in adroigenus. L'shoinei azav shal Rashi. What does it mean it's an androgynous? The word Vayisharna, on the one hand, is a Lashon Zachar. On the one hand, it's a Lashon Nekeva. Hence, an androgynous. Vayisharna, with a Yud, as opposed to Vatisharna, is Lashon Zachar. But then, Nun Hey at the end, is Lashon Nekeva. And Rashi, in his Pirush, in Pshutei Shal Mikra, in Shmuel Aleph, says a Pshat in why the Pasuk would use this funny language, Lashon Zachar mitzad echad and Lashon Nekeva mitzad sheni. It's from that diktuk of this word being an adroigenus, additionally to the whole word being a little bit of a funny word, that Chazal saw there's more than just the Derech Hayasha. This is learning up the pshat in this Divrei Agada. Either way, with that little bit of an introduction, Zok the Hilgi Gemara. So again, the pasuk says, Vayisharna haporis baderech al derech beis shemesh v'gayim. Ma Vayisharna, what does this word Vayisharna mean? Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rameir. So Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rameir, Sha'amru Shira. Then in addition to Vayisharna meaning Yashar, 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 it's also Miloshin Shira. These parois sang Shira as they were carrying the Aroin. V'Rav Zutra Batruvya Amar Rav. Rav Zutra Batruvya said in the name of Rav that what it means is Sheyoshru Peneim Kineged Aroin V'Amru Shira. Meaning, it also means that they sang Shira, but in addition to that, there's actually a third meaning, and that is that they turned their heads towards the Aroin, and it was in that way that they walked, and it was in that way that they sang Shira. And the truth is, this is actually in line with the halacha. The Rambam says that when the Noisei HaKelim used to carry the Aroin, so the ones that were carrying the Aroin in front were not able to walk with their back towards the Aroin, but they actually had to walk with their face towards the Aroin. So, for example, if somebody visits an Adam Gadol, some people have the minhag when they leave a Beis Medrash, so they're not going to leave with their back to the Bismedrish, they're going to leave the other way. It's a Derech Kavet. That's the way the Noisei Aaron used to carry. And these Parois followed this Rambam and Kachem. And this is the way that they walked. But either way, either it means simply Shira, or it means Shira plus Sheyishru Peneim Keneged Aaron. Says the Gemara. Umay Shira Amru. Meaning, Sai Rameyer. Rabbi Yochanan, who's relating what Rameyer said. And Sai Rav Tuvya, Rav Zuchu Bar Tuvya, in the name of Rav, agree that the Parei saying Shira. So the question is, what is the Shira? And the Gemara is going to bring several different pshatim. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rameyer that they said, Oz Yosher Moshe Uvenei Yisrael. You want to know what the Shira was? It was the Shira Sayam. It's the Shira that we say every single day. Psukah de Zimra. That was the Shira that they said. Rashi says, why would the Parois have sang the Shira of Oz Yosher? So Rashi says, because in Oz Yosher we say, Ki Ga Oy Ga. Shira Lashem Ki Ga Oy Ga. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Ga'oi Ga'. In this story, L'shloyach Yad B'plishtin, U'bedogon Eloheim. Because this is some sort of victory that the Yidden have over the Plishtin, via this miracle. And as a result, they're singing the Shira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Ga'oi Ga'. The Masha adds beautifully, he says that in addition to that, in Oz Yasher, we say, Chil Achaz Yoishvei Peloshas. The Yoishvei Peloshas Chaptatzita, which is exactly what happened. These were the Pelishtim. They're the Yoishvei Peloshas. So says the Marsha, Rashi says, Ki Goy Goh, the Yoisenira, I would add that there's a reference to the Pelishtim over here, which is exactly what the story is about. And it's for that reason they sang, Oz Yosher Moish, Rabbi Yochanan Dideyam, Rabbi Yochanan himself said again, the first Pshat is Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rameh. Rabbi Yochanan himself said, that the Shira that they sang was, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Va'amartem Bayemahu, Hoidu Lashem Kiru Vishmoy Vigoymer. And really, the punchline is in the Vegoimer, the end of the pasuk says that Hoidiu Va'amim Ali Loisov Haskiru Kiniskov Shemoy. So Va'amarte B'yemahu Hoidu Lashem Kiru V'Shemoy, but Hoidiu Va'amim Ali Loisov. This is an example where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to the Amim his great strength. It's for that reason they picked this pasuk. Rav Shim Ben Lakish Amar, Rav Shim Ben Lakish said, you want to know what the Shira was? It was Mismoyre Yasma. They sang the Mizmar, that's a Yosayim. What's the Mizmar, that's a Yosayim? Mizmar Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh Kinefois Asa Hoshia Lo Yamina Uzraya Kache. So, first of all, why that Shira? And even before that, if that pasuk sounds familiar, it's because we sing it by Kabbalah Shabbos. Mizmar Shiru Lashem Shechadosh Kineflo Yisasa Hoshia Lo Yaminoi Uzrei HaKachai. So the Marsha says the reason it must have been that Shira is because, number one, it talks about Kineflo Yisasa, and there was a miracle taking place over here, but says the Marsha, read the Hemshech of the Psukim. Hoidia Hashem Yeshuasai Le'enei Agoyim Gilasit Kasa. You have that element again, that it's not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu performing a miracle in the Koisle B'Smedrish, but this is a miracle that's being shown to the entire world. Not just that, the Marsha says, if you skip to the end, Lefnei Hashem Kiva Lishpay Ta'aretz Yishpay Tevel B'Tzedek V'Ame B'Meisharim Lefnei Hashem Kiva. We know the Shechina was Shair on top of the Aron, which means that as the Paras are carrying the Aron, there's a Bechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is coming. So says the Marsha, really this whole capital is a reference on some level to this Inyan over here, and that's why they pick this Mizmar. Now it's interesting that Rish Lakish referred to this Mizmar of Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh as a Mizmar Yasma. It's a Mizmar that's a Yasayim. What does that even mean? So if you take a look at Rashi, it's the Esh, the Bright, the Shira on the bottom, four lines from the bottom. Yasma Shalei Husker Shem Amrai. The reason it's called a Mizmar Yasma is because this Mizmar is not mentioned in terms of who exactly is the one that said it. So being that it doesn't say who said this Mizmar, so it's for that reason we refer to it as a Mizmar Yasma. Now the truth is that even though it doesn't say in the Mizmar itself, who's the one that said this Mizmar? We know who said this Mizmar. Because this is Tehillim Perek Tzadik Ches. And we know, we mentioned this Gemara a lot in the Daf, the Gemara Masechtis Bava Basra Daf Yud Dal and Amabez, where the Gemara says, David Kasa Sefer Tehillim. That everybody knows. David HaMelech wrote. He's the composer of Sefer Tehillim. But he wrote it Al Yedei Asara Sekenim. He really wrote it as a collaborative effort. Meaning, he took from different people, and that was the Sefer that he wrote. Who are the 10 people that he took from? Ayidei Adam HaRishon, Ayidei Malki Tzedek, Ayidei Avram, Ayidei Moshe, Ayidei Haman, Ayidei Yedusun, Ayidei Asaf, and the three sons of Korach. That's what the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Yudal Amud Beis. One of the 10 is Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says, where do you find that Moshe Rabbeinu contributed to Sefer Tehillim? Says Rashi, take a look at Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadik. Tfilo le Moshe, Ishu Alekim. So you see that Moshe Rabbeinu is one of the Mechab. But then Rashi adds that even though there's only one Kapitel that says Tfilo Moshe, but V'chol Echad Asam is Moirim Kisidron, that the next 10, meaning 11 in total, starting with Kapitel Tzadik, which is Tfilo le Moshe, and going through Kapitel Kuf, which is Mizmor L'Saida, those 11 Prakim were all said by Moshe Rabbeinu. Not long ago, we talked about Yoshe B'Seis Aurelion, which is Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, that Moshe Rabbeinu said. He said it twice, V'hinoyam, right? We have a whole raid bite on that. But the point is that Kapitel Tzadik Ches is in those 11 Kapitlach, between Tzadik and Kuf, right? 98 is between 90 and 100, tucked very firmly in between. And as a result, even though the Gemara refers to it as a Mizmeire Yasma, but really we know who the author of it is. It was none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. Tosfos, incidentally, has a little bit of a problem with what Rashi says. That Tosfos says that why is it called a Mizmeire Yasma? Shalei huska Shema Omer. Because it doesn't say who the Shema Omer is. V'kasha, da'akama Mizmeirem yesh kayoitze boy. Mizmo l'soida. Mizmor Shiliyei Mashabbos, which is interesting because those are also two of those 11 prakim. But the point is, there are many others. So Tosfos has a different pshat. Tosfos says, "V'nir lefarish shekar leyasma," not because it doesn't say in the kapitel who wrote it. It's not a yasim mitzad its author, its composer, but it's a yasim in terms of shalei husker al manemar. It doesn't say what this is all about. So, for example, Mizmor L'Soida, we know what it's all about. It's on the Toida. Mizmor Shiliyei Mashabbos, it's related to Shabbos. But as it relates to this, we don't know what the purpose is. Now, says Tosfos, even though there are other kapitlach also, we don't know exactly what it's related to, but it doesn't say the word Mizmor. This is the only Mizmor, which is a yasim in the sense that it's not clear what the tachlis, what the toyeles of this shira was. But either way, that was the third pshat in the Gemara, Reish Lakish, that said, what was the shira that the parei sang? They sang the Mizmor Yasma, which is Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadosh, Kineflois Asa, Hashia Lo Yaminoi, Uzraya Kach. Rabbi Loza says, you want to know what the Shira was? It was Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amen, which, by the way, is the very next kapitel in Tehillim. It's Tehillim Tzadik Tes. It's also the next Pizmoin that we say by Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, why would they have said this? Hashem Moloch Yirgizu Amen, Sapashit. Yirguzu Amen means the Amen got all scared. They were tzitresot. So that's Hashem Moloch Yirguzu Amen. But if you look at the Marsha adds, he says, what are the next words? Yoishev Keruvim, Tanut Aretz. That's a remez to the Aron. So again, it makes sense why this is what they would have said. Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni said, Hashem Moloch Keus Lavish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, again, Go. And that's why they sang that capital. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, it was a whole different again. This is what they said. They said, Roini Hashita. They said that the Shita, as in the Aroin, why would the Aron be referred to as a Shita? Because it was made from Atzei Shitem, right? V'asu Aron Atzei Shitem. So, Roini Hashita, the Shita, the Atzei Shitem, the Aron should rejoice. His Noifafi, it should be uplifted, Beroif Hadorech, because of the excessive beauty that you have. HaMichushekes Berik Meizav, why is it so beautiful? Because it's covered with gold. He buys it. Umichutz titzapenu, right? Hamehulala bedvir armoin. Additionally, it's mehulal, it's praised because of the dvir armoin. So what does that mean? Dvir is referring to the Sefer Torah. Armoin literally means a palace. But Rashi says it means that Moshe Rabbeinu had a special Sefer Torah, which the Gemara talks about, by the way, in that sugi there, above Basu Yudala, that's where it's discussed, that there was a special Sefer Torah that was always munachas inside the Aron. So in addition to having all this gold, it's made from sheet malts, but on top of all that, it also houses in it the Sefer Torah umefuara, and it's mefur ba'adi adoyin with the jewel of jewels, or with the crown of crowns, which seems to be a reference also to that Sefer Torah. But the bottom line is, this was the niggun that was sang. Now, it's interesting, because this niggun, Rav Shmuel Ben Achmeni's song, this is not mentioned anywhere. There's no remnants to this. So the first five pshatim that we saw, Az Yashem Moshe, V'amartem V'yema, Hoidil Hashem Kirushan Yudiv, V'am Ali Loisav, Mizmer Shul Hashem Shechadosh, Hashem Moloch Yirguzu Amim, Hashem Moloch Geyus Lavish, those are all psukim and tehillim. This is like a new nusach that's not found anywhere in Tanakh, and it sounds like the Poros made up this nusach. So they didn't only sing the song, which is a chiddush in and of itself, but they actually wrote songs also. I mean, this seems to be their own made-up nusach, but regardless, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Masni lo lahodir Rabbi Yitzchak, Nafcha, Yitzchak Nafcha was the one who came up with this new nusach that the Poros sang. Rav Ashi said that we have a Mesoira that this song was a real song, but it wasn't sung by the Parois when the Aron was traveling back from the Plishtim, but this was actually sung by Klal Yisrael, and they sang it at a whole different time. You know when they sang it? The Pasuk says, Vayhi Mitzrayim Aron Vayomer Moshe. So whenever the Aron would travel, Moshe Rabbeinu would say, Kuma Hashem, Via futsu oivecha, etc., etc. Yisrael Mayomru said, Rav Ashi, what did the Yidden say? So Vayomer Moshe Kuma Hashem. What about the Yidden? Right? Interesting. So Moshe Rabbeinu said Kuma Hashem, which is what we say today when the Aron Kodesh or when the Sefer Torah travels, right? But what did the Yidden sing when Moshe Rabbeinu was singing Kuma Hashem? Said Rav Ashi, quoting Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Roini, Roini, Hashita v'chulu. This is when they sang, Roini, Roini, Hashita. Zok t'gmar, Amar Rav, as a postscript to all of this. Kaman koru parsoi l'safra devir. So the Persians, they used to refer to a sefer, just a book. They would refer to a sefer as a devir. Where did it come from? Now, why are we even mentioning that? Because in this nusach of Roini, Roini, Hashita, it's mentioned the word dvir, hamahulala bedvir armoin, and the dvir is referring to the Sefer Torah. So dvir means a Sefer Torah in this niggin. It comes from the Persian word dvir, which means just sefer, just means book. And the question is, where does that even come from? Mehacha, it came from a pasuk. It says, v'shem dvir lefanim kiryas sefer. It's referring to a city. The city of dvir previously was known as kiryas sefer. This is like a real pun. It's a play on words, but the bottom line is, kiryas sefer becomes dvir. Hence, a sefer would be known as a dvir. Rav Ashi said, me'inyan le'inyan, but so the Persians used to refer to a woman that's a nida as a dashtana. Where does that come from? Mehacha. It says, ki derech noshim li. Rashi says, dashtana is an acronym. It's nutrikun derech noshim. The dalit is derech, the shin is noshim, says Rashi. And that's where you get this in either way. So we just mentioned over here an interesting machloikis amayroim regarding a parsha in Nach, Vayisharna HaParos Baderech Al Derech Beis Shemesh, one of the great miracles that is discussed in Nach, that, you know, that's, we learn Avodah Zarah, or maybe even if we learn Nach, we're not going to be familiar with, right? Where the Paros are singing. Incidentally, the Rishonim are all bothered. What's going on over here? A Paro is singing. How's a Paro able to sing? We just finished the Parshas Balak, where we talked about how the Eibishter opened up the Pia Asin, and it's such a big deal, Ad Kedei Kach, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that the Pia Asin is one of the 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos Kodesh Bein HaShemashes. It's such a big miracle. Here you have Paros, they're singing songs, mamish, a whole band going on over here. According to one man, the Amar, they're even making up songs. So how is this all happening? And if the Pia Asin is such an incredible miracle, so how is this, like, this biliganess over here that, like, kalacha yad, opa yad, vayisharna, because the word is as a adreganess, so we're going to learn from here, that must be that the Paris were able to sing. So the Ritva says a davar nifla. The Ritva says that when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos that one of the 10 miracles that happened to Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes was that the Pia Asin was created, it wasn't only the Pia Asin, but any time in history that you'll ever find where a animal is going to open its mouth, if it's a fish doing its thing thousands of years later, anytime you're ever going to find such an inyan, it all has its root in Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashes. The Lashon of the Ritva is that it's an av. It's an av for all these inyan. It meant every time something like this would happen, it's a toilder of that av. So really, this miracle of Ayisharna HaParis Baderech really was something that was set into motion Erev Shabbos Kodesh by that very, very first Shabbos Bein HaShemashes, and it is very much related to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the mouth of the Asin. Either way, we're going to digress now. Now again, some digressions are easier to follow, some a little bit harder. I'm guessing from the fact that Rashi goes out of his way to explain to us why this digression is where it is, it means because Rashi's trying to help us a little, because otherwise it'd be very hard to figure out 100% what's going on here. And Rashi says that we just had a machloikis in Vayisharna, right? So the pasuk had said, Vayisharna haparos baderech, and there was a big machloikis what exactly the shira was, right? Machloikis what the word means. Everyone agrees it means Shira. Shailiz doesn't mean something else. But in terms of what the Shira was, we saw six different Pshatim. Amongst the Amoraim that were mentioned were the Amor Rabbi Lazar and the Amor Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. The Gemara now is going to bring another Pasuk in Nach, where there was a Machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. So being that it's the same Amoraim and it's dealing with Nach, it's also dealing with a miracle. So the context is certainly Me'inyin, but it's Inyin. So that's what we're going to mention, what we're going to mention. But either way, we're going to talk now about another well-known episode. This one's a little better known than Vayishar Naparis. But another well-known episode, it's one of the first prokim in Nach, It's Yeshua Perek Yud. It talks about where Yeshua ben Nun performed the incredible miracle where he got the sun to stop in its tracks. So the Pasuk describes how the Yidden were fighting against the Amoris, and in the middle of the battle, Oz Yidaber Yeshua Vashem. Yeshua ben Nun turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says in the presence of all the Yidden, he says the sun should stop in Givon and the Yireach should do the same in Emek Ayolin. And the Pasuk says, exactly as Yeshua ben Nun had decreed, is what happened. And this Indian is already referenced in the Sefer HaYashar. And the Shemesh stopped in the middle of the Shemayim. And it didn't set for a full day. And the Pasuk says that this miracle that happened was so great that never before or never after was there a situation where HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to the voice of a man to perform a miracle like this. So there's some miracle taking place. We'll see a lot more about this Be'ezer Hashem in the raid. But there's some miracle taking place right now where Yeshua ben Nun, in the midst of this war, feels that the right thing to do is to stop the sun. How are you going to get the sun to stop? Right? It's an impossibility. Yeshua ben Nun gets up and he says, I want it to happen. Shemesh begivon doim, v'yoreach be'emek ayoloi, v'yidoim ha-shemesh, v'yoreach amot. And it's exactly what happened. Unbelievable. And it was such a great miracle that the Navi says, this is the greatest miracle ever. Again, there'll be a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shulman Achmini, related to this. There's also going to be a lot of Gemara now. We're going to go into some of the Torah Shabbat Peh related to this fascinating pasuk. Says the Gemara inside. So one of the things that it says in this pasuk is that this miracle is mentioned in Sefer HaYashar. So this miracle gets a shout out somewhere in Sefer HaYashar. Says the Gemara, "My Sefer HaYashar." I'm Rabbi Chibarab. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Says Sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. It's referring to Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer that discusses the life of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shenikru Yishar. And why would that be called Sefer HaYashar? Because they were called Yishar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says. This is also Parshas Balak. Tomos Nafshi Mois Yishar. Says the Gemara, V'Heicher Remiso. Where is there a remes to this miracle in Sefer HaYashar? Right, again. The pasuk says, Haloi Hiksuva Al Sefer HaYashar. Where in Sefer HaYashar do you find any reference to this? Says the Gemara, it says, V'Zaro Yeh Meloi HaGoyim. So where does it say this? So this is talking about the brachas that Yaakov Avinu gave to Ephraim and Manasseh, right? Yodati b'ni yodati. And over there he says such a lashon, v'zaro yeh melei hagoyim. Says the Gemara, imasa yeh melei hagoyim. When is zaro shel Ephraim going to be melei hagoyim? B'shosha amdolei chamel Yeshua. It's during this episode. Rashi says, the pasha yilur melei hagoyim means that they're going to fill, they're going to populate the world. But it means something else. Says Rashi, what it means is that the world will be filled mi'irosai u'me'emasai shel zaro shel Ephraim. And when did that happen? It happened. That's when this took place. This is what this is a reference to. Says the Gemara. So when the pasuk describes the fact that the sun stopped, so it says vayamid hashemesh b'chatzi hashemayim, and then it says v'lo yotzlavoy kiyoyim tamen. Says the Gemara, "Come, how long did this take place?" Now the next 10 lines or so, the Gemara is going to discuss the answer to this question. There'll be two Lashonis in the Gemara, a little bit of cheshbon. But just to understand high level, what the Gemara is about to do now is that there's a little bit of a diktuk in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayamid Hashemesh b'chatzi hashamayim. The sun stopped in the chatzi hashamayim. And then it says again, V'layotz lovei kiyoyim tamim, that it didn't set immediately. First things first, it sounds like the sun stopped twice. It stopped b'chatzi hashamayim. You think that's like the middle of the day, right? That's what sounds like. And then again, when it came time to set, again it stopped. So the real diuk that's going on in this pasuk is that it sounds like it stopped twice. So Yeshua ben Nun stops the sun, but really it happens in two phases. This phase one and phase two. Phase one is in the middle of the day, chatzos time, and then the sun goes back to doing what it does. And again, it doesn't set the way it would ordinarily set. And the question is, You know, how long was the sun out? So it sounds like this day was a longer day than a regular day. How long was all of this? Says the Gemara. Amar Reb Shulman Levi, Reb Shulman Levi said, Esrim Bar Boshoi, that the sun was out for 24 days, right? So the longest day of the year, the sun, 24 hours. Longest day of the year, the sun's not going to be out for 24 hours. But over here, it was 24 hours. What was the Cheshbin? Azal Shis, it went 6 hours. Right, so again, we're going to assume the day is 12 hours and the night is 12 hours, right? Shoizmani is, right? In a perfect day, that's the way it's going to be. So the sun did its thing for 6 hours. Become shiz, and then it stopped for 6 hours, uzzle shiz, and then it went for another 6 hours, become shiz, and it stopped again for 6 hours, kula milsiki yom tamim, and the entire day then ended up being 24 hours. So two things. First, Rabbi Shulman Levi is working with the diik that we said as a preface to this part of the Gemara, that it stopped twice, and he's also saying that each one of the stops was for 6 hours, just like each one of the travels were for 6 hours. So where's he getting that from? It went for six, stopped for six, went for six, stopped for six. He sees it because the pasuk says, what does it mean, kiyoyim tamen? Says Rabbi Shulman Levi, I understand kiyoyim tamen means that the sun was out for a complete day. Meaning, usually the day is made up of yoyim and layla. So the day part of day is 12 hours. The night part of day is 12 hours. The day in totality is 24 hours. Over here, it was v'loy atzlovoy kiyoyim tamin for a complete day, meaning the sun was out. The day part of the day was the equivalent of a yoyim tamin, which is 24 hours. That's the way Rashi explains. Shitas Rabbi Shulman Levi. Rabbi Laza said a little bit differently. He says, Shloichin v'shes. You want to know how long the sun was out? It was out for 36 hours. What's the cheshbin? Azul shes. It went for 6 hours. V'kam treser. And it stopped for 12 hours. Azal shes. It went another 6 hours. V'kam treser. And it stopped for another 12 hours. Meaning it's 6 plus 12, which is 36. And what's the cheshbon? Amidasa kiyam tam. When it says, it doesn't mean that's how long the sun was out. It means that's how long the sun had stopped. So if the sun had stopped for 24 hours, and it's out always for 12 hours, so 12 plus 24 ends up being 36. So what's the machloikis, Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Lasa? According to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, v'le'otzlavi kiyam tam, it means that's how long the sun was out in total. The halicha and the amida tzazamin. According to Rabbi Lasa, it's referring to the V'lay Otzlavi, the Amida itself was 24 hours plus the regular 12 hours, that's the end of a 36. Shmuel ben Achmeni, Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni said, Arba Mushmoina, it was really 48 hours. Azul Shis, it went for 6 hours, V'kam Teresa stopped for 12 hours. Azal Shis, it went for another 6 hours, V'kam Esrim V'arba, and then it stopped for 24 hours. Shenemer, because the Pasuk says, V'lay Otzlavi ki Yoyim Tam. The second stopping, that's the V'lay Otzlavi, was a Yoyim Tam. So he holds like Rabbi Loza, the V'lay Otzlavi ki Yoyim Tam, is referring to the stoppage. But it means not all the stoppages combined, but it means just the second stoppage. And the second stoppage was for how long? It was for 24 hours. If that's the case, Michlal, what do you see from here? The Meikara, Lafkiyim Tamim Hafim. And it's only the second one that was 24 hours, another Diyuk, as opposed to the first one not. How long was the first one? It was less. How less? It was 12 hours. And if that's the case, again, it travels 6, and then it stops the shortest stoppage, which is 12, so that gives you 18. Then it travels another 6, which puts you at 24. And then the second is Kiyoyim Tamim, which is another 24. So you end up with how long was the sun out? It was out for 48 hours. Now Rashi, just in Pshat, says that we know that the second stoppage was 24 hours. That's Kiyoyim Tamim. How does he know the first one was for 12 hours? Mechitesi, right? How do you know it was... So again, Rabbi Shulman Levi holds the two stoppages were 6 and 6 because he holds Yom Tamim is how long the sun was out. So it does its thing for 12 hours. There's another 12 hours. Okay, 6 and 6 makes a lot of sense. That's how he ends up with 24. According to Rabbi Laza says the two stoppages combined is the Kiyom Tamim. So again, he divides it evenly. 12 plus 12, you end up with 24. But according to the third Pshat in the Gemara, the Le'atzlavi Kiyom Tamim is only talking about the second stoppage. It means we have no information regarding the first stoppage. If we have no information regarding the first stoppage, then how do you know how long it was? Right, the Kiyom Tamim is not telling me how long the sun was out, and it's not even telling me how long the sun stopped in total. All it's saying is the second stoppage, the Le'atzlavi, that was 24 hours. So how does the Gemara know, right? How does Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni know that this first stoppage was 12 hours? It's Rashi's kasha. And Rashi says, I'll tell you why. Because every day that when the sun stops, how long does it stop for? It stops for 12 hours. It travels for 12 and it stops for 12. Right? So it's mistaber, says Rashi, that if it stopped, and we don't know how long it stopped for, it probably stopped the way it always stops. That's how you end up with 12 being the first one, 24 being the second, plus the 6 and the 6, you end up with 48 hours. So again, just to conclude this first Lishna of the Gemara, this is another Lishna now, the first Lishna of the Gemara is, we have a three-way Machloikis, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. That was out of order. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni. And that is, how long was the sun out when this miracle took place? According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, it was out for 24 hours. According to Rabbi Lazar, it was out for 36 hours. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, it was out for 48 hours. Why are we talking about this? Because two of the three Amiram mentioned are Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, who also mentioned in Yerem Achloikis Vayishar Napar. It's Gevaldik. Iked Amri, a second Lishna, Betoisefta Pligi, that these numbers that are mentioned in this Machloikis, in this Rima Machloikis, they were arguing not with regards to how long was the sun out in total, but how long was the Tosefta? How long was the Hamadas HaShemesh? What was the extra amount of time? Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, Esrim Arba, it was an extra 24 hours, which means that according to Rabbi Shmuel Levi, how long was the sun out? 12, that it's always out, plus an extra 24. What's the Cheshbon? Azal Shis Vekom Tresar. Azal Shis Vekom Tresar. Amidasa Yikiyoyim Tamim. Whose shita was this in the first Lishna? This was the shita of Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi in the second Lishna is Rabbi Lazar in the first Lishna, which means that the Yom Tamim is referring to the Amida, and the 24 hours is Ki Yom Tamim, which means in total, how long was it out? 36 hours. Rabbi Lazar in the second Lishna says Shloshim V'Sheish, that you want to know how long the Amida was, it was 36 hours. Because Azal Shiz V'Kam Tresar, Azal Shiz V'Kam Esrim V'Arba, V'Loy Otz Lovi Ki Yom Tamim, and the Bach Etz Michlal Demei Kar Lav Ki Yom Tamim, which was the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni in the first Lishna. But the point is that according to Rabbi Lazar in the second Lishna, it stopped for 36 hours based on the second stoppage being 24 hours. That's what means V'Yatz Lovay, which means that the first stoppage is a stam stoppage, which is always 12 hours. So it stopped for 36 plus 12 is 48, which was the Shita of Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. So now we need to have a new Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni. We need to have a new third Shita. This is the Dover Chodesh over here. Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Amar Arbam Ushmoina, that the Tosefta itself was 48 hours. How so? Azal Shis, it went 6 hours, become Esrim V'Arba, and it stopped for 24 hours. Azal Shis, it went 6 hours, become Chavdalin, and again, it stopped for 24 hours. And Makish, Amidase Libiyase, where Makish, the first stoppage that the Gemara here refers to as Amidase, when it stopped in the middle of the sky, right? That's the Lashon HaPasuk. Vayamid HaShemesh B'chatzi HaShemesh. That's what we call it Vayamid. That's what we call it Amidasai. Libiyasai, the second one, that's the V'loy Otz Lovoy Ki Yoyim Tamin. That's what it's referred to as Biyasai. But the point is, Makish Amidasai Libiyasai Ema Biyasai Ki Yoyim Tamin. Just like the second one was Ki Yoyim Tamin. Zayish Neme Furish Af Amidasai Ki Yoyim Tamin. Which means that how long was it out in total? It was out in total for 60 hours. So the bottom line is, if you combine these two Lashonis, so the smallest amount of time that the sun might have been out was 24 hours. The largest amount of time would have been 60 hours. So it was anywhere between 24 hours and 60 hours. That's how long Yeshua ben Nun was able to stop the sun. Says the Gemara on this, I'm talking to the Brisa, Shem Shalom Dolecham Yeshua, just like the sun stopped for Yeshua ben Nun. Kach Am Dolecham LeMoisha Ulenakdim Ben Gurion. So too, this happened for Moshe Rabbeinu, and it happened for Nakdim Ben Gurion. Says the Gemara, Yeshua cried. Yeshua, it's a pasuk. Vayidem Hashemesh V'Yareach Amot. Nakdim Ben Gurion Gemara. That's something we know by Messiah. Now, what's this Gemara? So Rashi sends us the Tainus Daf Yotes Amud Beis, and Daf Chaf Aleph. But the Gemara talks about how there was a big hunger, and Nakdim Ben Gurion was a great segvir, and he was trying to get water for the Yidden because they were pashit dying from hunger and from thirst. And he basically made some sort of deal with a big Roman caesar, and he told him, "I'll borrow, you know, water from you. If I don't pay you by a certain day, then I'm going to give you back a hein rav of money." Either way, the day came, and Nakdim Ben Gurion was davening, and he was davening, and he was davening. And mamish, right after the sun set, all of a sudden it started pouring and mobbling, and he had the water to be able to return. The problem is, it happened after the sun had set already, which meant that Nakdim Ben Gurion lost the bet. And Nakdim Ben Gurion went back into the Beis HaMikdash, and he davened again and again, and all of a sudden a miracle happened. The sun came back out. So it was a gather of Amdolei Chama, and Nakdim Ben Gurion somehow makes it into this incredible list of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua Ben Nun, and Nakdim Ben Gurion. Wow, not bad. But either way, Nakdim Ben Gurion is on the list of someone that was able to pull off a Zasar miracle. By the way, every time we mention Nakdim Ben Gurion, that Gemara in Tainus Daf Yotes, we have to say, take a look at the Chassam Sofer. We have it in the related Reid Bites, who says Pshat in the Marsha in Perek Metzias So Isha, when he was giving a Musar Shmuz about Stok, and he threw in Gezel Akum, that Chassam Sofer is Divrei Nevi'ahs, if there's ever been a Divrei Nevi'ahs in a Chassam Sofer. It's mamish, top 10, maybe top 1 all time. Ayin Shom. But either way, so says the Gemara, it was Yeshua Ben Nun, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was Nakdim and Ben Gurion. These were the three that were able to be Umdaloi Chamas. Again, Yeshua Ben Nun, we know based on the Pesach. Nakdim Ben Gurion, we have him. So, Moshe Minalon. How do you know Moshe? So the Gemara says, Asya Ochel Ochel. We know from Xer Shafa. Ochel Ochel. Sif Ochel says over here, Ochel Teis Pachtachel. It says, a pasuk in Sefer Parshas Dvarim. Hayem azeh ochel teis pachtucha v'yirascha apnei ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim ashi yishmu yishemacha v'rogzu v'chal mipanech. The pasuk is talking about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the fear of the world is, you know, going to be in you, right? Everyone's going to be afraid of you. Ochel teis pachtucha says that lashon of ochel v'ksev hasib Yeshua. And it says by Yeshua Benon, ochel gadelcha. And Yeshua Benon, what is it referring to? Gadelcha, it's v'yidem ha'shemesh. So too must be, it happened to Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Rabbi Yechonon said, it's the same pasuk. However, it's a different word. Asya taste taste. Ksiv Ochel says Ochel taste pachtacha. Ksiv Yeshua says Yeshua benu b'yom taste Hashem esva amayri. So again, either way, it's learned out from Yeshua benu. Yeshua ben Achmeni, Amr Yeshua ben Achmeni. Said the Gufei Dekra Shamatlei. Now I think you can know it from the Gufei Dekra. I know Minei Ubei from the pasuk because it says Ashi Yishmu un Shemacha. The rugs of the chalom mipanecha says that everyone's going to be afraid of you, Moshe Rabbeinu. It must say rugs of the chalom mipanecha. When did this all happen? Everyone's afraid of Moshe Rabbeinu. Must be b'shasha amdolei chamal Moshe. Must mean that this all happened at the time that it was amdolei chamal Moshe. But either way, so you find this by Yeshua Ben Nun, you find it by Nakdim Ben Gurion, and you find it by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says we just read the pasuk as the preface to this part of the daf. It says that this miracle that took place for Yeshua Ben Nun never happened before, and it never happened afterwards. If that's the case, how could you tell me it happened by Moshe, which is before, and by Menachem Ben Gurion, which is after? I thought this was something that never happened. Says the Gemara, Iba Yisema, either you can say, by Yeshua Ben Nun, it happened for so long. Right? We said anywhere between 24 and 60 hours. So it's going on for days. Kulehai, not, but me'ein, that, yeah. Iba Yisema, Avne Barad Loihafu. That there was no Avnei Barit, stones and hail didn't fall from the ground in these other times like it happened by Yeshua Ben Nun. How do you know it happened by Yeshua Ben Nun? The Chsev, it's a pasuk, it says it right there in that parashah. So it's mefurish over there that there was Barit in addition, and as a result, that's what it means that something like this had never happened. If you take a look at the Gevuras Ari, Shagas Aryeh, in Masechtas Tainus Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, he says a Dover Chodosh. He says that the Gemara asked the Kasha. It says in a Braisa that there were three people that had the schos of Omdu Lecham. Yeshua Ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, Akdim Ben Gurion. Freit the Gemara, had his Hashem with the Pasuk, V'loihoyu kayoy mahu lefanov v'achrov l'shmoya Hashem b'koylish. L'chayretz mefurish in the Pesukim that this was like a one-time event. So how could you tell me that it happened lefanov v'achrov? Says the Shagasai, you posh it, everybody learns this Gemara. That the Gemara is asking Akasha, sai from Moshe Rabbeinu, and sai from Akdim Ben Gurion. It says lefanov v'achrov, Moshe Rabbeinu, you see it happen lefanov. Yeshua Ben Nun, you see that it happened l'achrov. Says the Shagazari, lule de mistafina, I would say that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was never asking from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara was only asking from Nakdim Ben Gurion. Why? It says in the pasuk it never happened before, and you see by Moshe Rabbeinu what happened, so it did happen before. So the same mesva you have from la'achrom nakdim ben gurion, you should have lefanov from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Shagas Aryeh that what does the pasuk say? V'loihoya kayoy mahu lefanov v'acharov l'shmoya Hashem b'koylish. It does not say that a miracle like this never happened. But that a yid shenemzich tzitzah davenin and tell the Eibush, I want you to perform a miracle. And the miracle is going to be that you're going to be mishana the sidrei bereishis on such a level that the sun, which is supposed to, you know, rise in the east and set in the west, is all of a sudden not going to do its thing. L'shmoy Hashem b'koylish, that's v'lo yehoy kei mahu l'fanav v'achro. So says the Shagasai, Nakdim and Ben Gurion in that story, he went into the Beis HaMikdash and he davened and he said, Eibush, to perform a miracle. He davened for this miracle. And Eibush did it. Frank the Gemara Akasha, I thought v'lo yehoy You don't find anywhere that he davened for it. Davished made a miracle. It's not a steer to what the pasuk is saying. The pasuk is not saying that such a miracle can never happen. It's l'shmaya Hashem b'koilish. That's what the pasuk says. That's something you find by Naktim Ben Gurion. That's not something you find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Zoktisha Gesai. The Gemara's kasha was not l'fun of ula achr. The kasha was only from achr. Geshmak. Pshat. That's what the Shai Gesai says in Gemara. Sorry. It's mamish beautiful. But the emphasis in Rashi l'chayim in the Gemara, it's mashma not that way. Because if you take a look at Rashi, so Rashi says avnei barot. Right. That's one of the ibayim same as that the Gemara says to answer this question. What does it mean avnei barot? Zok Rashi, the loyhoyu b'moisha. The avnei barot is the loyhoyu b'moisha. That loyhoyu b'moisha. Who's talking about Moshe? The Gemara's kash was never from Moshe. The Gemara's kash was only Naktim Ben Gurion. So it should have said loyhoyu b'Naktim Ben Gurion. Now it's interesting also that Rashi only says avnei barot by Moshe and not Naktim Ben Gurion. Okay. Also Rashi says that this didn't happen by Moshe and presumably Naktim, and also only in the second Ibai Seim in the Gemara, not in the first Ibai Seim in the Gemara. Some of up there in the Gemara, Abyssal first Seder dig. But the bottom line is that Rashi says Mefurish, Lo Yehoi B'Moshe, is being Mefarish the Gemara, which makes it sound like the Gemara's Kasha Lechatchilo was from Moshe as well. Shagasari is not Mitzayin this Rashi, definitely a little bit of an aura, but we know the Shagasari was Rav Cheloi to argue with Rishonim even, but this is the way he learns Pash Pashan in the Gemara. Could be the Kasha was never even a Kasha from Moshe Rabbeinu. The whole Kasha Meikara was only a Kasha from Naktim Ben Gurion. That's the first Ara that we're speaking at here in the middle of the daf. The second Ara that I think is worth mentioning, and that is, so the Gemara had three different shot, and how do you know that Moshe Rabbeinu did this? That Moshe Rabbeinu was able to get the son to stop. So either it's learned out Gzei Rishava Ochel Ochel, or it's learned out from a Gzei Rishava Taste Taste, or Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, who's prominently featured in today's daf, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni said, Mikufi de Krosh Hametlo. I know from the Pasuk itself. Because what does the Pasuk say? Hayoy mazeh ochel teis pachtecho v'yiroscha al pneyo amim tachas kol ha-shamayim at sheyishmu un shemacha v'rogzu v'cholu miponecha. And says the Gemara, when did this happen? That it was yishmu un shemacha v'rogzu v'cholu miponecha. It happened at this time. So this is a remez. That's how you know that this is when this thing happened. And that's how you know that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to stop the sun in its tracks. The Marsha on this Gemara asks that, I don't understand. Ashiyishmon shemacha v'rogz v'cholim panecha means that the Eibush to stop the sun? We say in Oz Yosher, how many synonyms of this inyan? Chil ochaz yoshe pelashas that we mentioned earlier, right? But the whole kipol alei may masav afacha bigdol zreyacha yidmu ka'avan adyap. The whole nusach over there talks about how all the nations of the world hamazich getreisol them get sittered, and there's no mention over there of the sun. That was crazy absurd. That's just the way miracles that happen. Mehechitesni this miracle over here of ashiyishmon shemacha v'rogzul v'cholim ipanecha is referring to that. The truth is, if you take a look in Rashi and Chumash on that pasuk. Rashi quotes this Chazal. Rashi quotes our Gemara over here. The Rashi is Dibra Maschul Tachas Kol HaShamayim. So again, let's get this pasuk a little bit better. Hayoyim hazeh Ochel teis pachtucha v'yiroscha al pnei yo'am Tachas Kol HaShamayim Asher yishmu un shemacha v'rogzu v'chol mipanach. So in our Gemara, we had three mahalchim. How you know Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the song? Either Hayoyim hazeh Ochel, or Hayoyim hazeh Ochel teis, or it's from the end of the pasuk. Ashiyishmon shemacha v'rogzu v'chol mipanach. Rashi brings the Chazal on the Dibra Maschul Tachas Kol HaShamoy. So okay, look, Rashi lomad she'om dacham lo Moshe b'yoyim melchemes oig v'noida hadavar tachas kol HaShamoy. It's clear from the Dibra Maschul from Rashi and even from the Hemshech of Rashi that Rashi is learning it up from the words tachas kol HaShamoy. It's something that happened under the Shemaim. It's the Shemesh, right? That's what it sounds like. But this is what Rashi says. L'chayra, if that's the case, has nothing to do with Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha. Fakar, it's before those words. It's from Tachas Kol HaShamayim. It's very nice. The problem is the Gemara doesn't say that. And the Marsha is coming from Unzur Gemara. It's not a Shver Marsha, it's a Shver Rashi. Because L'chayra, in the Gemara, it's Mefurish that a Masai, when was it Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha? It happened when Moshe Rabbeinu was Maimit Hashemesh. According to Rashi, the Diktuk is not the Ashiyish Mun Shemacha V'rogzu V'chol Mipanecha. It's really the first part of the Pasuk. The second part of the pasuk, I don't know, maybe it's talking about something else. Definitely a little bit of art. But Al Kapanim, this is the Marsha's kashas. Marsha himself says a Dover Nifla. Marsha says that what's the lashon of the pasuk? Hayim hazeh ochel teis pachtucha v'yiroscha al pnei yo'amim tachas kol ha-shamayim asher yishmun shemacha, ready? V'rogzu v'cholu miponecha. They're going to be afraid of your face. Everyone knows the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Heomer Aleph, Pnei Moshe was Kipnei Achama, and Pnei Yeshua was Kipnei Alavana. The Loshen HaPasek is, the Rogzu, the Chalum, Miponecha, Vaistois, the Yira, had something to do with the Chama. That's what the Marsha says. Miponecha, Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Achama, that's what's going on over here. But I saw Dover Nifla, Mamish. I saw Dover Nifla on the side of the Ein Yaakov. So one of the Mefarshim is called Ahavas Eson. So who's the Ahavas Eson? Who's the Pirish Ahavas Eson? So the Pirish Ahavas Eson was written by a Yid, a guy in Oilam. We're all familiar with this guy in Oilam. I'll tell you his name first. His name was Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson. That was his last name. His last name was Maskel Eson. Lived in Minsk, Alitvisha, or Russian. But either way, Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson, that was his name. He's more famous for Haggais that he wrote on Shas, that's in the back of the Gemara, that's known as the Mitzapa Eson. He's the Baal Mitzapa Eson. So he wrote a lot of Svarim, all end with the word Eson. Maskel Eson. There's a Pirish he wrote called Ahavas Eson. It's on the side of the Ein Yaakov. Rabbi Avram Maskel Eson. Either way, he says a Dover Pella Mamish. He says that if you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Yisrael, Rabbeinu Bechaya quotes a Medrash. We don't have this Medrash. It's like one of these old Medrashim, a Medrash, Yoshan, Noishan. So he quotes an Alta Medrash that says like this, Chamisha Pamim Amda Chamal Moshe. So we're saying, go ahead, that Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to stop the sun. In fact, he did it five times. Yom Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'yom Shal Yam, V'yom Shal Amalek, V'yom Shal Matan Torah, V'yom Shal Nachle Arnoin Akan. Just explain this a little bit better. When our Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu stopped the sun, what's it referring to? So then it says, we didn't speak out this Rashi. We're speaking at every Marshal, we missed the Rashi. So Rashi says that when did this happen? It happened with Mechemes Sichon. That's what Rashi says. It happened with Mechemes Sichon. That Rashi that we mentioned a second ago, Rashi ala Torah, where Rashi in Parshas Devarim brings this inyan. So Rashi over there says, all the Mefarshei Rashi ask the stira. But there's a stira in Rashi. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Chafei Amaral says it happened by Sichon, and Rashi in Chumash says it happened by Oik. Incidentally, the Balaturim, right in the beginning of Parshas Balak, So Parshas Balak begins, Vayar Balak ben Tzipar is Koyla Asi Yisrael Amori. Balaturim says, Vayar is Begematria Nokta Hachama. Nokta Hachama. Because what scared Balak ben Tzipar when he saw the Nokta Hachama? It's referring to the war against Sichon and Oig that I mentioned right in the end of Parashas Chukas. Astir and Rashi, was it Sichon or was it Oig? But Al Kaponim, it was by the Mechema Sichon and Oig. Right? What this medrash that the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings is, refers to as Yoim Shal Nachle Arnoi. Right? That was the place, the geography, the setting of where this war took place. Oh, but Rabbeinu Bechaya says it didn't just happen once, it happened five times. Yoim Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yoim Shal Yam, Yoim Shal Amolek, Yoim Shal Matan Torah, and Yoim Shal Nachle Arnoi. The truth is, Yoim Shal Amolek is a Rashi in Chumash. Rashi in Chumash says in the end of Parshas Beshalach that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was fighting against the Amalekim, he knew they were astrologers and he was worried about it. They were going to manipulate. So Moshe Rabbeinu went and it was under Echam. So that has a Makar and a Rashi in Chumash. But Rabbeinu Bechaya says it really happened five times. Obizok Rabbi Avram Maskele, son, half of a fella. One of the five times was Yom Shoyam. Freak the Marsha, how could the Gemara darshan that from the fact that it says in the Pasek, Asha Yishmun Shemacha V'rogzu V'cholim Yipanecha, that's a riot that it was under Lechamo. You see, by Kriyas Yamsev, it says the same exact thing. And by Kriyas Yamsev, it wasn't under Lechamo. Zok Rebbe Avram Maskel Eson, it's not true. By Kriyas Yamsev, it also happened. It's enough in a Medrash. It's a Medrash Rabbeinu Bechaya. This Medrash will be Miyash of the Marsha's Kasha. Either way, there's a lot to talk about. We'll finish the daf and Bezer Hashem. We'll get back into some more raid. Noch this year, but either way, we're still in the middle of these digressions here. So we mentioned, Sefer HaYosher, there's another place where Sefer HaYosher is referenced to in Nach. Except the Pasuk says, Vayomer Lelamid b'nei Yehuda keshes, hine ksuva al Sefer HaYosher. So the background to this is fascinating. Actually, just gives us a short version of it. It's referring to the Kina, the eulogy, the hesped that David HaMelech gave on Shaul. So after Shaul HaMelech was killed, so David HaMelech said, the Olam has to be ma'ir a little bit, and we have to learn how to defend ourselves. We have to learn how to fight. So Vayomer, so David HaMelech says, L'lamid b'nei Yehuda, specifically Shevet Yehuda, they have to learn keshes. They have to learn how to fight with a keshes, right, with a bow and arrow. And not just that, he says, I have a makar to this, says David HaMachmir. You're going to look at me, you're going to say, that's the takeaway? It's a makar. It's a pasuk in the Torah. He makes suval sefer ayosh. Says the Gemara, my sefer ayosh. What exactly is sefer ayosh? I'm Rabbi Chibar, I'm Rabbi Yoichan. So Rabbi Chibar, I'm saying the name Rabbi Yoichan on, says sefer Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Shidku Yishar. That's why I'm mentioning this. Same Rabbi Yoichan, by the way, that we had on top of the Yom, who says, what is sefer ayosh? It's sefer Bereshis. Where do you see in sefer Bereshis that Yehuda has to learn how to fight, that they have to be melumde milchama? Because, first of all, how do you know that Sefer HaYashar is Sefer Avram Yitzchak Yaakov? Says Thomas Nafshim by Sishon. Siachar is a gemar. Teicher Amiza. What's the remez that Yehuda has to know how to fight? It says Yehuda Ata Yoyducha Achecha Yodcha Ba'oyref Oyvecha. Your hand is going to be in the Oyref of your enemy. So what's a type of fighting that involves putting your hand by the back of your neck, by your Oyref? It's referring to a bow and arrow, right? So what you do with the bow and arrow, this is not my fach, but you pull back, so your arm is going to end up being by your neck. It must be this. The Marsha asks on Rashi a little bit that it's a little schwer. Why? Because what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Yotcha ba'oyref oyvecha. It doesn't say that Yehuda, who's using the bow and arrow, his hand is going to be by his own oyref. Your hand, Yehuda, is going to be ba'oyref oyvecha. You're going to be able to hit them. So Marsha says that it's more like a sniper. That someone that knows how to use a bow and arrow, he's able to hit somebody in the back of his neck, as opposed to if you're fighting, you know, hand-to-hand combat, and it's ponim el ponim, so then already, it's you're not going to be able to hit the guy in the oyref. So yod chavayif evecha means you're hitting him with a bow and arrow. But either way, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar had a different shot. He says, Sefer Mishneh Torah, says, you want to know what David HaMelech was referring to when he said, he niksuv al Sefer HaYashar. Sefer HaYashar meant Mishneh Torah. The Maikar, they say, Sefer HaYashar's Gemara is a classic. Great, the Marsha, by the way, the whole Sefer Devarim is called based on that one word that it says, Vasisa HaYashav HaToy Beine Hashem. But either way, where's the remez and Sefer Devarim to this idea that Yehuda has to be Melumde Melcham, but not just Melumde Melcham, Melumde Keshes? It says, Yodav Rav Loi. Right, that's by Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, by the Bracha of Yehuda. Yodav Rav Loi. Be'zoyim L'chamash HaTzricha Shtei Yodayim. Yodav is two hands. What's the type of war that needs two hands? Have emezu kash. Shomar Achmeni Amar. Zeh Sefer Shoiftim. It's referring to Sefer Shoiftim. That might correlate Sefer Yashar. Why would Sefer Shoiftim be called Sefer Yashar? Because the pasuk says by Yomim Ahem Ein Melech BeYisrael Ish HaYashar BeEin Av Yaser. Right, it was mamish the Wild West. Everyone was able to do whatever they wanted to do. So Sefer Shoiftim is referred to as Sefer Yashar. Eichor Mizu. Where do you find in Sefer Shoiftim this inyan? It says Laman Das Doyres Bnei Yisrael Lamdam Melcham. It says that you're going to have to teach the Bnei Yisrael Melchama. Now, Beizeu Melchama Shetricha Limud, right? Well, what's the gross Limud? You have to learn how to do Melchama? Needs Limud? The only type of Melchama that needs Limud back in the day, have a Oymezu Keshes. Known to be Yehuda. Heri notes Yehuda. Geshmak HaKasha. Meaning, Bishlam, the first two Pshatim, Yehuda, Ati Yoyducha, Echa Yodcha Be'er Fevech, that's Yehuda. Yod of Rav Loi, the Ezmitzar. It's Yehuda. Oh, but this pasuk, that's there is Bnei Yisrael. It says Bnei Yisrael. It says all the Jews. Hey, it's only Yehuda. So the Gemara says the Chesed, because it says in the beginning of Sefer Shoiftim, and this is mamish the beginning. It's literally chapter 1, verse 1. It's the opening psukim. Mi'alolonu alaknani li'lochim boy, vayomer Hashem, Yehuda Yala. This is right at the very, very beginning of Sefer Shoiftim, and it talks about how Yehuda Yala. So Rashi says that being that Sefer Shoiftim begins with Yehuda Yala, so you learn from there that Stam Bnei Yisrael, in the context of Muhammad, that is mentioned throughout Sefer Shoiftim, is going to be Yehuda. That's how you know this is Yehuda. Another Dvar Agada, which is also a digression related to a pasuk in Nach, that associates with the Amiram that we've been talking about. The pasuk of Ayaram Atabachas Hashoik veHo'ol veHe'oleho vayosem lifnei Shal. So the context over there is when Shmuel Hanavi meets Shaul HaMelech for the first time, and he's gonna tell him that, you know, he was chosen to be king. And they feed him at this big feast, and they give him chashuva food. Vayar Matabach comes, and he gives him the shoik, right? He gives him the thigh, veho'oleho, and the thing that was on top of it. So the Gemara says, my veho'oleho. What was that thing that is simply referred to as the thing that's on top of the shoik? Three-way machlik is amir. Rabbi Yechon, it said shoik va'aliyah. It's referring to the tail. My veho'oleho. Why would it be referred to as veho'oleho? The mesamcha shoik va'aliyah. Because the shoik is the support, just in the physiology of the animal for the aliyah. It supports the Aliyah, and that's why the Aliyah with an Aleph is what's referred to as the He'olel here with an Ayin. Rabbi Loza said, Shoik v'chaza. It's referring to the Shoik, and the He'olel is the Chaza, right? That's the breast. Mai v'He'olel. Why would it be referred to as He'olel? The Machas al Chaza, Ilavi the Shoik, Yibay Anufe, Manfile, Kachim the Geteret. Because we know that Shlomim needed Tanufa, and what was the Tanufa? It was the Chaza and the Shoik. See, they used to take the Shoik, they would put the Chaza on top of it, and they would do Tanufa. So we see that the Chaza was Olel on top of the Shoik when it came to Tanufa. So when it says here, Ve'olel, it's the thing that used to go on top of it when they used to bring a carpet. By the way, Rashi adds that this was a carpet. What they were bringing there was talking about fact. Rashi says, why are they not doing Tanufa with it? There's a little bit of a kachem Rashi here. But the point is, this really was a carbon. It was a carbon shlomim that they were shlomim as nechal to write kachem kalam. But the point is, this really is a shlomim. So it makes a lot of sense that the ve'olel is the thing that always comes together with the shaykh. When it's a shlomim, Rashi Shulman Achmeni Yomar, shaykh the shayfi. It's referring to the shaykh, and the shayfi is like the cap. Kaf ha-yorech. It's the cap of the yorech. My ve'olel. Why is it referred to as the olel? Because shayfi ilavi the shukai, because that's physically where it is. The shayk is the thigh, and this is on top of the thigh. So I mean, this is on top of the thigh. That's why it would be referred to as the olel. And this concludes the Agadata portion of today's daf. So really, it would be very geschmack to speak out some more raid regarding what we just did. But we have a daf to finish, so we're going to learn a little bit more Gemara, which is going to be a return to the regular program, which is all the halachas about Ovdei Kechavim v'chulei. And then we'll come back to Ezra Hashem, talk a little bit more about all the nisim and the flois that took place in today's daf. Either way, talk to Heilige Gemara. Like Tesiachit Ishohimon. So the Mishnah, really the first Mishnah, the Perek, began with three halachas related to Ovdei Kechavim. Number one, Ein Ma'amidin Behemo Bepuntekoy Shel Ovdei Kechavim, because they're chashen on revir. Like Tesiachit Ishohimohen, because they're chshuden on arayos. And Lo Yisiachit Adam Imohen, because the chashidon shvichas damim. So we already talked a lot in the previous parak and in this parak about imamidim behemo bepuntekoy shel ovdei kechavim nechshudin la'arvia. Now we really have to tackle the latter part of the Mishnah. Like the siachit isha imam, because the chashidon arayos, and lo yisiachit adam imam etnei shechshudim al shvichas damim. And really, as we'll see, the Gemara from here until the two dots in the middle of Chafei Mavez, where we're going to stop, is going to address two very obvious questions. As we're about to see, says the Gemara. Number one, a woman, a Jewish woman, should not be in a state of yichud with the oivit kechavim. Faith the Gemara, but my skin, what's going on over here? Do we mean like one woman shouldn't be together with one guy? The kavasa gavishom yishari. Sounds from the Mishnah like, oh, when you're dealing with an Oivet Kechavim, he's Choshed on Arayis, so there there's an Issa Yichud. As if to say, if it's with a Yid, there's no Issa Yichud. Everyone knows there's an Issa Yichud. But now, lo yisiachit ish echad im shtei nashim. In fact, not only is there an Issa Yichud, but even a man with two women is a problem. But the bottom line is, of course, a woman's not allowed to be with one man. The Gemara says, Ela betlos. Probably what it means is three. It means three. So Rashi says, one second, you skipped a number, right? This is easy math. One, two, three. You should have said Ela Betray. So Rashi says that once the Gemara asked the Kasha from the Mishnah, Yisachit Ish Echem Shtei Noshim, the Gemara knows the end of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that even two men and a woman is a problem. So you can't tell me, oh, it's Negeya with two men, because even by Yisrael, two men is a problem. But three, Dosh Tei Chanish in the Mishnah. And forget it, it's Mashma, that if one woman wants to be Miyachit with three men, it's going to be okay. Incidentally, the reason it's Aser by two and not three, well, what's the difference? Two, three, right? What would be the difference? The difference is, there's an Issa Yichud. If there's going to be two men, let's say, traveling together with a woman, one of the men is going to have to go to the bathroom, he's going to use the outhouse, then there's going to be Yichud with one. The minute you have a backup, there's a third person, then there's already no chash. So again, once we ask the kasha, we know two is not the way out of this. So then we jump already to three. Elo betlasa. But the Gemara says, the kavasa gabi Yisrael beprutza mishari. Meaning, when it comes to Yisrael, even though he's a Yisrael, and even though ordinarily three men and a woman is not an Issa Yichud, but if they're prutzim, then there is. But nah, in effect, it's enough in a Mishnah. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim va'omer av Yehuda amash shmulei shanu ela b'ksherim aval b'prutzim afilu asara nami loy. When it comes to prutzim, even 10 is a problem. In fact, maisa hoya vaitziu asara b'mito. There were 10 men, they were all prutzim, and they once together took out one woman in a bed, they took her out of the city to be Ba'alel. So again, what's the Gemara's kasha? What's this special, unique Issa Yichud that's going on over here that a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to be Miyachid with a Levi Kechavim? Why? Because he's Chashan on Arayis. Issa Yichud is true by Yisrael also. And even if you're going to tell me three, you'll tell me 10. But when there's prutzim, there's vaiternis. It's a good son. We know it was a parrot. I mean, it's not a din in a goy versus a yid. It's a din in prutzim versus snuim. Okay, so why are you telling this to me in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? It's really halach in Hilchos Yichud. There's a regular evan ezer degalacha. Every yevi kachavim is dachsai v'yaparis. What's this special, unique issu yichud that seemingly and clearly you find here in our Mishnah that negeya an yevi kachavim that you don't have by Yisrael? Mar says, I'll tell you what it is. Leitzricha be'ishtoi imai. It's negeya if the yevi kachavim that you want to be miyachid with has his wife there. Oivit Kechavim, when it comes to Oivit Kechavim, ain't Ishtay Mashmartoy. Avu Yisrael Ishtay Mashmartoy. When it comes to Yisrael, if his wife is there, there's no way to say Yichud. Why not? Versteitzach, because Ishtay Mashmartoy. But when it comes to Oivit Kechavim, there's no Ishtay Mashmartoy. Rashi says, why not? So Rashi says, the Iyu Bekeri, the Itze Bebutzini. What does Rashi mean? He's quoting a Gemara. It's a Gemara, Megillah, Daf Yud, Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says that Achashverosh, when he made his big Suda, Segili Arayas, was a huge component of the Suda. And the Gemara says, Vashti, when she made her Mishtei Noshim, her Cheshbon was also very much Gilui Arayis. And the Gemara explains it with a mashal, Iyu Bekeri, the Itse Bebutzini. So Keri, these are like vegetables, fruit. He has a mind, Keri, Gressere, and she has a mind, smaller, Butzini. But the bottom line is, they both have the same bad intentions. Ishte Mashmartai would help if the Isha is a Tsnua and she has a husband that's a Parutz. So good, she's going to protect him to make sure nothing's going to happen. But in the case of Ovdei Kechavim, she has the same bad intentions that he does. And as a result, Fakaret, if he's going to go ahead and he's going to do a Maisa's Nus, it gives her a free pass to be able to do the same thing. And it's for that reason, say the Rishonim, that's why the Shmir is not going to work. Either way, what was the first kash? First kash was a woman should be Miyach with Ovdei Kechavim. Well, there's always an Issa Yichad. Right, Mamonavshik, what's going on over here? Elamai, you tell me, because Prutzim is also. This is all halachah in Hilchos Yichud. Ma chiddush nischadish here masecht tzavei dezar as it relates to the laws of Yichud? The answer is there's no ishta mashmati when it comes to Nevi Kecham. That was the first obvious kasha that the Gemara addressed. Second obvious kasha, the tape lemishum shvichas damim. Right, that's like the most obvious of obvious kashas. The Mishnah said that a woman is not b'miyachid. Why? Mibnei shechshud na la'arais. And a man is not because the chashan at shvichas damim. Okay, so if the chashan at shvichas damim for the man, they're equally as chashan at shvichas damim for the woman. So where's the negeya the isa Yichud? Out the Araya Shabai. Out the fact that the Choshen on Gilaras. Typically, anyways, the Choshen on Shvichas Namim. If you see it's true even by a man where there's no problem of Arayas, because the Choshen on Shvichas Namim, so the same Sfar Shvichas Namim should apply as it relates to an Isha as well. So it says the Gemara, why do I need a reason of Issa Yichud for the Gilei Arayas component? Typically, Mishum Shvichas Damim. So the Gemara gives two terus. First terus says, Amr Abirmiya said, Be'isha Chashuva Askinon. We're talking about an Isha Chashuva, the Mirta Semina, where they're afraid of her. Now there's a very long Rashi here, and there's even a longer Taisus. Taisus Mamish is the whole Amid here. So there's a lot of Pshat Tova Cheshbain that's going on here. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, which is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, is Isha Chashuva is talking about where this woman was Chashuva Beino Anoshim, and also chashuva bein hanoshim. They don't mean the same thing. Isha chashuva bein hanoshim means she's like a krevel malchus, says Rashi. She's someone that's karvel malchus. Isha chashuva bein hanoshim means that she's someone that sticks out amongst her peers. She's very beautiful. She's an isha yafa. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, that you want to know where it's negeya, the halacha of the Mishnah? It's negeya, a woman that's chashuva beino anoshim ve'bein anoshim. Rashi is very mayrich to explain. He says the reason that there's no problem in that case of the goy being chashuva and shvichas damim is being that she's chashuva bein ho anoshim. She's krevel malchus, no one's going to kill her. So as a result, that's not a chashash. But at the same time, being that she's also chashuva bein hanoshim, she's an isha yofa, b'yoyser, so because she's yofa b'yoyser, so it's for that reason, there's a chashash arayas. Because you have these two chashashes, that's why you end up with the halacha that you have. In other words, the kasha was, that why do I have to come on to the fact that the goy is chashan on arayas, typically is anyways chashan on shvichas damim. So really, the answer to that question is, she's chashuva bein hanoshim. And because she's chashuva bein hanoshim, it's not going to be a problem. But the way Rashi learns of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yirmiyah was adding another piece, and that is she's also chashuva bein anoshim. But it's a very important Rashi because it's negated the way Rashi learns up the whole Gemara. So you can't learn the next part of the Gemara without fully appreciating this. That she's also chashuva bein anoshim, and because she's also chashuva bein anoshim, it's for that reason there's also achshash arayis. As if to say, right, let's go through this. The case of the Mishnah Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying is where she's chashuva bein anoshim and bein anoshim. What would be if she's not chashuva beino anoshim? Well, then there would be a nisa yichud because of the chashash shvichas damen. Lo yigara from the man. In the next case in the Mishnah, I don't care if she's chashuva bein anoshim. If she's not chashuva bein anoshim, it's neither here nor there. Right? It would be irrelevant. The reason it would be irrelevant is because anyways chashash shvichas damen. What would be if she's chashuva bein anoshim, but she's not chashuva bein anoshim? So because she's chashuva bein anoshim, there's no problem with shvichas damen, and because she's not chashuva bein anoshim, so then there's no problem of yichud. Now, to be clear, you have to learn this up a little bit better, but there's a new halacha that an isha that's not chashuva bein anoshim, there's no way to say yichud, avadana. But remember, we're talking about where ishtoy is there. There's an ishtoy mashmarta. So if she's chashuva bein anoshim, then ishtoy mashmarta is not going to work. Could be. But al kaponim, this is the way Rashi learns up Rebbe Yirmiyah. Be isha chashuva askinon, chashuva bein ho anoshim, that's the real punchline, the mirta semino, but Rashi laid su that it's also chashuva bein anoshim, because if it was chashuva bein anoshim, then you wouldn't have the problem of araya sida. Rav Idi said a second teretz. He said, isha kli zayno alel. Rav Idi said that there's never a chash that this man who's chashan and shvichas damim is going to kill the woman. You know why? Because kli zayin ola, she always has her kli zayin. She always has a way to defend herself. And the way she could defend herself is with her guf. And she could always give herself up for gili arayis. And by doing that, the man would rather be ba'al but gili arayis than to kill her. And it's for that reason, the fact that the guy is chashan and shvichas damim actually would affect the man because he doesn't have the kli zayin to defend himself. But it wouldn't affect the isha. Rashi lakes su that in Rav Idi, again, we'll see it in the Gemara, it makes no difference if you're chashuva bein anosh, chashuva bein anosh. He's not getting involved in any of these things. He says, Pasha, very, he had a simple question. I'm giving you a simple answer. The simple question was that by the isha tepek leis chashan shvichas damim, the answer is no. There's no problem with shvichas damim. The problem is chashan an arayis, but it's a different case. It's a different halacha. Isha, it's an arayis problem, not shvichas damim. By a man, it's a shvichas damim problem. It's not an arayis problem. Says my binayo, what's the nafkimina between Rav Yirmi and Rav Idi? And this is weirdly where Rashi's whole shtickle player is in the gay posh pshan. You can't learn posh pshan without that whole shtickle player of Rashi. What's the nafkimina? So I'll tell you very partially. It could be now the nafkimina is isha chashuva beino anoshim v'she'eino chashuva beino anoshim. What would be if she's chashuva beino anoshim, but she's not chashuva beino anoshim? According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the only time you have the halach of the Mishnah that an isha should be loitis yachid is if she's also chashuva bein anoshim. Again, she had to be chashuva bein anoshim so that it shouldn't anyways be aser al shvichas damim, but she had to be chashuva bein anoshim. It's not chashuva bein anoshim. Now, that was his eitzah in the sugya. According to Rav Idi, he never made the chilek between whether she's chashuva bein anoshim or she's not chashuva bein anoshim. So according to Rav Idi, even if she's not chashuva bein anoshim, so be'etzim the chashash yichud is something that you're going to have. So that chashash you're always going to have, and it makes no difference whether she's chashuva bein anoshim or not chashuva bein anoshim. Thank you, Rav Idi. Says a bright that supports Rabbi the Rabban said, even though she has shalom with it, still she shouldn't be miyachid. So what do you see from here? Tanya Kavas to Rabbi the Rabban. So Rashi says, because what's that lashon shalom ima? Shalom ima means that she has kli zayin. She has a way to make sure that there's going to be some level of peace, that there won't be a shvichas damim, which means isha kli zayin ima. Again, this gemara is a little bit megumgim. Go through the Rashi's a little bit better. We spoke at Rashi's mahalach. There's long tosfos here, mamish, a whole amud gemara going through a different mahalach and how to learn up this gemara. But either way, returning to the first part of the daf, which was the idea that you find there were three people, Sha'amda lohem hachama, Yeshua ben Nun, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nachtimi ben Gurion. Yeshua ben Nun, that's mafurish. Vayidai mashemesh v'yareach amad. Nachtimi ben Gurion, that's a gemara, that's a mesorah, that's a sugya in Mesachtes Tainas. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we had three different makaris. Rashi and Chumash sounded like maybe he even brought a fourth, but all from the same pasuk. Hayoyim mazeh ochel teis pachtecha v'yiroscha al pnei ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamoyim ashi yishmun shemacha v'rogzu v'cholom yipanach. We said that Rashi and Chumash says that it happened twice with Moshe Rabbeinu. Once by the Mocham of Sichin and Oig, Stir and Rashi was a Sichin and was an Oig. The other time was by Amalek. Rabbeinu Bechai brings an old medrash that says it happened even five times. But Yiyech Sheyiyah, three people that this miracle happened to. The Lashon HaGemara in Tainus Daf Chof is a little bit different than it is in our Gemara. Shloisha Nokta Lohem Chama. Same punchline. Shua Benun, Moshe Rabbeinu, and Nachtimi Ben Gurion. If you take a look at Tosfos, there's one Tosfos on Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, a lot easier than that long Tosfos on Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos says there are two other places that I found this inyan where it was Nokta Lohem Chama on some level. The first is Yaakov Avinu. The pasuk says, "Vayizrach loy Hashemesh." So B'chayri Yaakov Avinu had some sort of miracle that happened with the Zrichas HaShemesh, where the sun was out longer than it was supposed to have been. So how come we don't mention Yaakov Avinu? I have another case, says Tosfos, and that is Chizkiyo HaMelech. It's a story in Sefer Melachim Beis, Perikov, where Chizkiyo also had a Zasot miracle. And Tosfos struggles a little bit to understand, why is it only three? I have a four, and I even have a five. L'chayri Yaakov Avinu and Chizkiyo HaMelech, I in Tosfos, with Tosfos as a teretz. I saw that the Achrayna Mass, that is l'chayri another time where you find that it was Nokta loy chama to a yache. And that is in a Yerushalmi, in the end of Masechtes Ksubas. So this Yerushalmi is in the 12th parak of Masechtes Ksubas. It's discussing the day and the ptira of the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So we know that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Ksubas Kuf Gimel, Ksubas Kuf Dal, is Meirich in describing and depicting the incredible events that surrounded the Ptira of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. We've spoken out many times. That could be the reason Chazal made such a big deal about the Ptira of Yehuda Hanasi, because that's when the year 4000 started. The very, very last Gemara in Masechta Soita, it's actually the second to last Gemara, that says that Mishameis Rebbe Huchpalu Hatzaros, and the Hilchos Chasam Sofer that talks about the tremendous Yiridus Adoros that happened after the Ptira of Rebbe. Vadvar Matikin Beinkam Akoim Lahar. But it's a very, very long Gemara. It's a blot and a half of Gemara, and clearly bringing out the importance, the significance of that event. That Gemara is also mentioned in Talmud Yerushalmi, and in Talmud Yerushalmi there's a few shinuyim. There's one shinuy nifla that's Negei Ar Gemara. Rab Nosson b'shem Rabmana. Rab Nosson said in the name of Rabmana, Meisen nisim nasu b'oisayoyim. There were incredible miracles that happened on that day. The day that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi left this world. Erev Shabbos Hoya, it was Erev Shabbos. V'nichnesu kol ha'yoris haspita. And all the people from all the surrounding cities went to be maspid, the Gadol Hadar. I mean, the Gadol Hadar Yerois. V'ayshurinu tamnei esri k'nishon. Not just that, they made 18 levayas for the great Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. V'achsinu l'beish roye. And it was only afterwards that they brought Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi's guf to Beish Sharim, which where he was buried. Now, it was an Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a very short day. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. It's always a very, very short day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle. That Utlos, Miloshen Nitla, Loin Yoyma. The day slept out a little bit. The day extended itself. The sun didn't set. Until every single person that had participated in the Levaya of Yehuda Hanasi was able to make his way home. And he had enough time to fill up a chavis of mayim. And he was even able to light candles for Shabbos. And then finally the sun set. But as soon as the sun set, all of a sudden the rooster started doing his thing. And the oilam realized that they mamish went through the whole Friday night. Rabbeinu da Amakula. They lit candles like Mamish Fartuks. Shari Matzikin. And they began becoming in terrible, terrible tzar. Amrin, they said, Dilma de Chal and Shufsa. L'chair we were Mechal Shabbos. Asos Baskel of Amrin. All of a sudden, Baskel came out and said, Kol Mish Alaynes Atzo, the Hespedo Yishal Rebbe. Any person that was involved in the Hesped of Rebbe doesn't have to be worried about Chil Shabbos. Yehe Mevusser L'chai Yolam Haba. Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Haba. You ready for this? Bar Min Katzra. This is the rest of the story. With the exception of that one infamous launderer who we've spoken about so many times, right? With the exception of the launderer. Because this launderer was busy doing laundry and he was doing sponja and he was not engaged in the hesped of Rabbi. And he heard that any person that was Nisatzel Bespeit Deshul Rebbe is not Muftalik Shuvan Leil Haba. Kivin Desham came when he heard this. Solak Ligri went to the roof. Utligarme and he jumped off. Umis and he died. Nofkas Braskol, what's known in Bavli as Baskol. The Umra and said, Vafilu Katsra, that even this Katsra is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. But what do you see from here? You see from here that this same exact Maisa happened. It was, in fact, a very dramatic example of Amdolei Chama. This has real Yeshua ben Nun Moshe Rabbeinu Akiva ben Gurion vibes. If that's the case, L'chaira, how does this Shimon Agma? Tosfos already is getting involved. Not just three, I have a fourth and I have a fifth. L'chaira, I have a sixth right here. So Lulei de Mistafina, and maybe this is Emes, and maybe it's even Emes Lamita. Maybe you could say Pshadazai. It's Mavur in this Yerushalmi. It's Mavur in this Yerushalmi that
the Olam was very, very worried when this happened, right? When they came home, I mean, it was a very long day. Right? The Olam was looking, you know, it's interesting. How day feels long, right? Boy, you know, time flies when you're having, I mean, they're at a hesped, right? But it's like a very, very long day. And all of a sudden, the sun sets and they make Shabbos. And then also the Olam looks out. Also, the roosters are doing their thing and they chop all of a sudden. Zorcha Shemesh. All of a sudden, it's day. And they were so worried. And the reason they were so worried is because they thought that they were Dilma the Chalul in Shufso. So what happened? A Baskel came out, and the Baskel said, "Kol Mishloin Esatz Besbedush Rebbe Yehi Mevusel Chay Olam." With the exception of the Katzra. Why not the Katzra? Because the Katzra was Nesatz Besbedush Rebbe. He was doing his job, and as a result, he had tremendous Chalich Sadas. Solik Leigra, he goes to the roof, he jumps off, and then the Baskel came out and said, "Vafilu Katzra." The Shita Mekubet says in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amidus. A Shita in Ksubas. The Shita Mekubet says in Ksubas Kuf Gimel Amidus brings this Yerushalmi and says a Pirush on the Yerushalmi. What's going on with this Koivis? He's not going to have, he jumps off. Oh, now already he's good to go. Says the Shita Mekubet says, a Dover Niflam Mamish. He says that really the Oilam was afraid that maybe they were Mechal Shabbos. They were. They were Mechal Shabbos. It was Shabbos. The Baskel said, however, that any person that was engaged in Hespedei Shel Rebbe doesn't have to worry about the Chil Shabbos. There's going to be a pardon. Right? A president, even in a democracy, has the ability to pardon people that do wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Kol Mishlein Esatzel Hespedei Shel Rebbe Yehi Mevuser L'Chay Olam Haba." He doesn't have to worry. The problem is this Koivis, he was Mechal Shabbos. Thinking it was day, but he was Mechal Shabbos, and he didn't have the schos of being a loy nesatzel bespeid Rebbe. So what did the koivis do? He went to the roof and he jumped off, and it's based on the Gemara. And the Gemara says, "Mishen eschayv skila." If someone doesn't have there, they eschayv skila. Oy nafal min agag. Because Afal Pisha Abram Mises Bezdin Batul, Abedin Abram Mises Bezdin Loi Batul. So says the sheet that he gave himself skila. When he gave himself skila, Yotza Baskov Amra Afilu Katsura. Because the skila is Mechaper, we know the Mishnah Masech the Sanhedrin, and as a result, like this, he's good to go. But that's what happened over here. The Olam was worried they were Mechal Shabbos. They were Mechal Shabbos. Abakyo Mishle Nisatz Besbeidosh Rebbe is going to be pardoned. The Koivis wasn't. So the Koivis is Chayef for Chil Shabbos. Chil Shabbos the skila. So he goes to the roof, he jumps off, he's in Oynafam and Agag. And that's how he's off the bat. If you look at the Karban Oedah right here, right, the classic Pirish here in the Yerushalmi Ksubas, he says the same thing. He says, "Barman Katzra chutz miyotze koyves she osa melachtoi balaylo hahi v'loy osak kol halaylo behespedo v'chilal Shabbos k'iven the shamahai koyves kein olo laliyo v'hippel atzmoi lamato k'din mechalo Shabbos shechayev skilo v'meis." Novkus Yotza Baskel Afilu Hay Koyves Mazui Chay LaMabo Shavoy Noy Neschaper V'Kfar Osak Bespeda the Rebbe, and he says Alza Speda the Rebbe. It's slightly different punchline, but this is what's going on over here. But one thing is clear in the Shita Mekubet says in the Karben Oedah that there was a Chil Shabbos over here. That's what went on. This bothered me so badly. You know why? Yeshua Ben Nun. That's the Spitz Amdalei Chama. Right? That's the Spitz. That's a mefurish pasuk in the Torah. Yeshua ben Nun. Why did Yeshua ben Nun make the Chama stop in its tracks? It's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. It's in Perek Nun Beis. Moifesh Shishi. Miyoyim Shenivu Shemayim Va'aretz. From the day that Shemayim Va'aretz were created. Hayorech Va'koychavim Va'mazolois Oilun Lahor Al'aretz. Rather, you have to know Pashup Shad on this because L'chayr the Ma'aretz weren't created until the fourth day. But Miyoyim Shenivu Shemayim Va'aretz. Hayorech Va'koychavim Va'mazolois Oilun Lahor Al'aretz. Ve'inon Ma'arin Zeze. They never get into any conflict. Right? Everything does exactly what it's supposed to do. Ad sheba Yehoshua, until Yeshua ben Nun came, va'asam belchamten shal Yisrael, and he was leading a war for the Jews. The Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos. V'ro Yehoshua b'tzarasin shal Yisrael. And he was very worried about Saras and Shal Yisrael. Shelo yichalu as a Shabbos. He was worried that I don't want the Yidden to be Mechal Shabbos. Va'oid, additionally, Shero Chartumim ha'amoyer and koifshem b'mazalois ba'ma Yisrael. He saw that the Chartumim, all the Kishuf Machers, were coming after the Yidden with all their things. Me'os Yeshua, what Yeshua ben undo, Pashat Yodoy, lo'oir ha'shemesh, ulo'oir ha'yoreach, ulo'oir ha'koychovim. V'hisker aleim es Hashem v'amdu kol echa v'echa shloishim v'sheishois v'chulu v'chulu. Why did Yeshua ben Nun stop the sun, says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer? To make it Shabbos shouldn't come yet. He didn't want Shabbos to come. Why doesn't he want Shabbos to come? Because he doesn't want the Yidden to be Mechal Shabbos, even though it's Melchama, it's Hutshah. But good, he doesn't want them to be Mechal Shabbos. And as a result, he stopped. The Yerushalmi is mefor by Rebbe that they were Michal Shabbos. Ad kdeikach, they needed a baskel to say because they weren't a satzel b'speidish or Rebbe, they're going to get a pardon. And the one koivitz who was a satzel b'speidish Rebbe is chayef achil Shabbos. So to shita b'kubetzes, that's why he's the noy nafam in Agag. Here it's mefurish, the rizi shubit and stop the sun. And so it's, in other words, yesh lachka, let's clear a chakira. Right, let's clear a chakira. Push a chakira. Let's make believe this is first Seder now. Yesh lachka. If somebody had the ability to stop the sun, right, like Yeshua ben Nun, like Nachman ben Gurion, you have the ability to stop the sun. What's the gedadvar? The gedadvar is now that the sun stops, so time stops. Time stops, and then whenever the sun sets, and now we return to the regular program, which is Olam Kemenage Heilich, right? Is that how this works, or no? Time continues. Rather, the sun is out at night. Well, the moon is out during the day, right? It's Olam Hafach Ra'isi, Mamish. Literally. Is that what's going on? Well, Yoinim Tachtoinim, V'Tachtoinim El Yoinim. Yeah, Pasha the Chakira. Nothing fancy over here. I'm Pasha clearing a very simple Chakira. What happens when the sun, and it's not Halach Elamaisa, Mamish, but what happens when the sun stops? Right, Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha of the Chacham Tzvi, whether a goyim is mitzar for lamin. Everyone says, why is Mishnah Berurah bringing it? It's not a gay halacha lamais. You never know. You never know. So what happens if somebody stops the sun? Right, Poshen a Chakira. Does time stop? The world hits the pause button and now we have to unpause? It's like just a brief intermission, mitten the ganze Welt over here? Or no, the world is continuing the way it is. L'chayra, this conflicting mashmais. From the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer by Yeshua ben Nun, it's clear that when Yeshua ben Nun stopped the sun, the world stopped. Forget, like this day, they were never Michal Shabbos. It was the longest Friday ever, but that's what this was over here. So basically, the world stopped. By Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it's mefurish they were Michal Shabbos. As I state in Shita Mikubay, we're Shayim talking here. As I state in Karben Eida, the way he's mefurish to Yerushalmi, that's the Pshat and Da'u Kovis. L'chayr is conflicting mashmoyes. Aber ein Sach, let's talk, lamer redden via briske jetzt. Steht dosse dot zwei dinim when it comes to Amadas HaShemesh. You can make the sun stop with a ged advarm as the world stops. And then there's a ged that Amadas HaShemesh, it's upshot that the world stops. The world is going weit, it's oilen kemen oge oilach grada. This day is going to end up being a very sunny day, right? It's going to be like, you look at the 5-day forecast, the sun might not set until 4 in the morning. Hopefully not tonight, by the way, but we're all fasting. But regardless, so like this, the sun ends up being a very, very long day, right? Today we'd do well if the moon came out at like 3 o'clock. Fire up to Kuczynski's mind, you know? But either way, so the kids are, so like this is a, but one thing is clear, that what happened by Yeshua ben Nun and what happened by Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was different. Al Pizeh Pasha, you could say, in a very truken and nusach, that it could be the shloisha that were knocked on Amchama to get the advar, and once the world stopped. That's an incredible miracle. You have a fun of all the achrab. That's pillay ploy. By Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, it was a little bit different. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the world went weiter. For her raya, that the world went weiter. The raya, the world went weiter. You see, it was Shabbos. What do you mean Shabbos? The sun didn't set yet. The parents is that be'etzim itzat this manim, it is Shabbos. Narbos, the sun is still out. That's a whole different gad. That's also a miracle. Of course, ma'isin isim hayu. That's Lashon HaYerushalmi. No one's debating the miracle. But don't conflate this miracle with the miracle in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chafei, which is also a Gemara. Again, Tosis, even if you go through Tosis, right? Tosis, why is it three? Why not Yaakov? Why not Chizkiyo? Tosis has V'yei Shloima for Yaakov, V'yei Shloima for Chizkiyo. Tosis has V'yei Shloima for Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, a very stark Yehuda Hanasi. L'maisa, I found that we know the Radal, Rabbi David Luria, wrote a pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Let me rephrase that. Wrote an epic pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. There's also Hoysophis HaRadal. There's different Hoysophis that the new Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer has incorporated. Different Hoysophis that he wrote. In the Hoysophis HaRadal, on this Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, the Radal asks this kasha. He asks this stira. L'chayr, there's a stira between the Maisa of Yeshua ben Nun and the Maisa with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. And this is what he answers. He says, V'yesh l'chalik bin hachta hachad Yeshua she'nokta hachama b'chaloy. Again, he doesn't ask it on the Gemara. He's not going on Tosfos and Avodah Zarah Chafei. He's asking the steer between these two. He says, V'yesh l'chalik bin hachta hachad Yeshua she'nokta hachama b'chaloy lom la'ahida ashkafta de Rebbe sh'loy nokta lehem hachama. Rak Hashem heir le'ineyem shalo oiskim ba'ashkafta ki ilu hu yoyim.
Says the Radal a little different. More balabatish. He says, by Yeshua ben Nun, the whole world was affected. It was the entire world. But that's how it was Niskayim, the bracha that Yaakovinu gave Afrayim, that he's going to be Meloi Kol Olam. How is it going to happen? It's going to happen through this miracle. But Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that wasn't the Gedder. The Gedder was, it only happened for them. His Loshen is, Shloi nokto lehem achama. The sun didn't stop. Rak Hashem heir leineim shalo oiskim ki ilu huyon. It sounds like what he's saying is that really the sun set. Everything was oilon kiminagay oilach. But Hashem brought out this oil. I don't know. He brought out an R, and because of this R that he brought out, the world was different. The problem is, it's very not meduktic that way in the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Because the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is utloslon yoyim, the day extended. Ad shahoye kalecho de'echa magia lebeisai. Umemalo lechavish al mayim, umadlo kasaner. Kivon sheshoka hachamo. As soon as the sun set, korag ever. Yeah, that's what the Yerushalmi says. Yerushalmi sounds like the sun did not set. Radal's not saying that. Radal's saying it set. Narvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was heir. Yech Sheyir, the Iker Mahalach, to be Mechal between Yeshua Ben Nun and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that's already Mefurish in the Hisophis from the Radal, but it could be that's the Chilik. It could be the Chilik is again, Toshtei to by Yeshua Ben Nun, it wasn't Shabbos yet. Fakir, the whole purpose of Amdalei Chama was to prevent Chil Shabbos. By Rudan Asin, it's Mefurish, it was a Chil Shabbos. So he say, Meris, the two Hamadas Hashemishes were Choluk Be'ikr HaYesoid. One is Hamadas Hashemish, the Welt stopped. Mamish, the ganze Welt took a pause. The other one was, it was just together that the sun stopped, but it didn't affect the Oilam Kevin Hamay Hoylech. Could be the Shloish and Noctel Am Chama is talking about where the world stopped. Either way, we'll stop here.